want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
You won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle.
Answers, bring them on. But we're going to smoke them out. And we're adjusting our thinking to the new type of enemy.
And when we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks.
RPGs, man, it's an ambush. They were just fucking waiting for us here.
But we're gonna smoke them out.
We like war. We're a warlike people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it.
Coupled with condemnations, unnecessary death, Matador corporations, puppeting your frustrations with a blinded flag. Manufacturing consent is the name of the game. The bottom line is money. Nobody gives a fuck. 4,000 hungry children leave us per hour from starvation, while billions are spent on bombs, creating death showers.
Every time you drop the bomb, you kill the child has born.
Right now we have over 9,000 U.S. troops have been medically evacuated out of the theater due to all kinds of serious health problems. These include cardiology, gastrointestinal, pulmonary, general surgery, gynecological, urological, dental, neurological. The other thing that I just literally heard of just not even an hour ago, I have over 40% of an entire company that's down. They are currently in Iraq. They're a National Guard company, and they're sick. 40% of the entire company is down. And we're seeing all of the same symptoms. Again, you probably heard already the thousands that are sick, and we've had a lot that have already died from the respiratory complications are over there, and it continues to grow. I also understand that leishmaniasis, which is a horrible disease, where you have basically a bug, a thing inside your body just living and growing, is continuing to grow over there. And at the same time, while we're looking at 9,000 medically evacuated out, congressional investigations absolutely have verified that the U.S. troops that have returned to the United States that were sent to Fort Stewart in Georgia, Fort Bragg in North Carolina, Fort Knox, Kentucky, have put into facilities on medical hold, not fit for pigs to live in, and denied the medical care that they earned as soldiers and sailors, airmen, Coast Guard of our nation. And that doesn't even mention the horrible medical effects that we have seen firsthand and talked to the physicians of the Iraqis and the non-combatants within that whole region. The other thing that we have, I've had scientific teams from both U.S. congressional staff and other world-class scientific teams have gone in and came back directly firsthand with the scientific measurement and the video, showing that uranium munitions are literally in Baghdad, literally all over the place in Baghdad, on video showing U.S. military officers absolutely acknowledging that not only are not protecting their own soldiers, but they absolutely did not warn any of the non-combatants or the Iraqi residents in these areas, and they're not making any arrangements for medical care. The photographic video evidence firsthand that I have in my possession from the scientific congressional staff shows the contamination there, shows the radiological measurements at thousands of times permissible levels, and shows the people just walking all over there with no precautions taken. So we're looking at over 2,000 tons of uranium in use in Iraq. That's the amount of solid uranium waste that we are spread all over residential, agricultural, industrial, medical, and even absolutely confirmed destruction of water treatment facilities with uranium munitions.
Child has born. We're gonna lose. hate this war. We've been kicking other people's asses for so long, I figure it's time we got ours kicked.
Not come all this way through tragedy and trial and war only to falter.